Solution today.
Obama hits the highway while the Republicans sort it out after Iowa. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're swinging for the fences, and this hour, boy, we have a lot of things to swing at. Let's start first with politics. Politics outside of the Beltway, because that's where all the action is. Now it's all about hitting those nooks and crannies, shaking those hands, and getting the word out. Seems the Republicans say they got the answer to the riddle called jobs and the economy. The president insists it's not his fault that we're in this situation. Blame it on Congress. In fact, here's a snippet of the press while he was on the road today.
If they don't get it done, then we'll be running against a Congress that's not doing anything for the American people, and the choice will be very stark and will be very clear.
You guys didn't send us there to be thinking about our jobs. You sent us there to be thinking about your jobs and your future.
All right, in the midst of all of that, as the president's approval ratings dip below 40 for the first time in the Gallup rolling averages, the idea is, I think, to kind of trail where the Republicans have dusted things up. In Iowa, and they're denying that, but in Iowa, you just have the straw poll. Some kind of throw that out and say, ah, that's not a big deal. Others consider it a little bit of a litmus test. Mitt Romney and John Huntsman, who both share a religious background, they both happen to be Mormon, but they also both want to be the presidential candidate on the Republican side of things. They didn't buy into Iowa. They weren't part of it, although they ended up getting some of the votes, but they weren't fully vested in it. They weren't around for it. They weren't part of the straw poll. Michelle Bachmann wins it. Ron Paul comes in second, a close second. Bachmann, of course, with some Iowa roots, and she took the opportunity to grab the spotlight. And I believe she's still going to continue to push it. She's still going to grab a lot of the headlines, as will Romney, Mitt Romney, and as will the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who also formally announced that he's in the game. He announced in South Carolina, and he didn't, of course, he wasn't part of the straw poll thing in Ames, but you can be sure his people have been polling and testing and doing everything they can with their own sort of litmus test to see if he really has a shot at it, and he believes he has more than a shot at it. Speaking of Texas, there is a Congressman, Michael Burgess, from Texas, a Republican, who says you got to impeach President Barack Obama. It needs to happen. He told a local paper, that a big paper, and said that the Republican-controlled House needs to use impeachment to stop Obama from pushing his agenda. Some of you have called this show quite often. In fact, you, Dan, in Texas say that constantly. Now he's putting it on the record and saying it has to happen. It would tie things up because we can no longer allow, this is his quote, the damage to continue unchecked. The worst things are going to be for us. Burgess, by the way, so you have some background on him, he is in his fifth term on the Hill, and he is the latest House Republican, of course, to call for the president's head, so to speak, impeachment. The other one was an Iowa Congressman, Steve King, who said Obama would be impeached if he allowed the nation to default. And, of course, the default thing didn't happen. So, and Tim Scott, another congressman, if you remember, since we're adding this all up, and the evening scores or whatnot, said that it would be an impeachable offense for Obama to raise the debt ceiling without congressional approval. And in April, former Reagan administration guy Bruce Feen drafted articles of impeachment hoping that the House Republicans would introduce them. And of course, that didn't happen. I say there's no way that Barack Obama will be impeached, but there are a lot of people that are not happy with the president, including people who backed him the last time around in his magnificent run for the White House, because let's face it, he really got the youth vote. He really got the word out. The people who helped him get elected used social media to a T. But now this is a different time, and people are keeping score as to what's happening. If you're the guy in charge, you're the guy in charge. There are three branches of government, but you still are the leader of the free world, and everybody is judging. And a lot of the judging comes from where they are financially. Because to thrive and survive, you have to be able to support a family. And people are finding, no matter where they live, that it's getting harder and harder to do that. I know I always tell you, or I always say, I look around at the examples of how many houses are being sold, what's behind the house being sold, what's happening when you go to the grocery store, how much more are you paying for that food. You start to add things up. You have gasoline that goes up and down, but food has not really gone down. And you have a lot of mouths to feed, and you find that you can't do it. So people, honestly, are working extra jobs. And you know what's interesting? Some companies, a lot of companies used to frown on moonlighting, but some companies, in fact, encourage it. That is a definite sign of the times. Because the old thought was, well, if you have your hands in so many pies and you're doing other things, consulting on the weekends or doing whatever it is you're doing, then you're not focused on our company. You're not focused on what you're doing for us, and you're tired when you work for us. Now the companies, some of the companies don't care. Hey, we're not going to give you a raise. In fact, we might ask for you to give some of the money back. We're going to take things away from you, but we still kind of want you. And if you need that little chunk of money that we're going to leave you with, then okay, if you want a moonlight, we'll just turn a blind eye. We'll call it fair, since we're taking something away. And that is a true, true red flag that the economy is in big trouble. So do I think the calls for the president to be impeached will fall on deaf ears? Absolutely. But do I think there is something afoot when it comes to the president's chances of getting elected? I have to say, for the first time, I really believe there is a good chance that the president is going to have a much more difficult time if there is a strong enough candidate. And that is the big question. You can't have the Republican Party splintered into so many groups. And right now there still is that splintering effect. There's a big splinter, in fact. Everybody's being cut by it. And that has to change. That has to change for a Republican, I think, to be elected. And then it depends on who's on the undercard. It will matter, even though those that are running and then are now dumping out of the race, like Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, and then being asked if he would be consider being vice president, and says no. There has to be at least the appearance of a strong VP. It matters when you're campaigning. Maybe it doesn't matter once you get the White House. What do you say, America? You can throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. Kate's the lady, hanging out with all of you in just a second. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Segment here on America Tonight. The worst thing that you've ever seen somebody do in a car where you just shook your head and you couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe what was going on in the car, meaning that they were swerving all over the road doing whatever it is they were doing. That sounds bad. But, you know, people are complaining about cell phones and texting and putting on makeup and reading the paper. And there's probably a slew of other things that distract drivers that for some reason they think it's okay that they're not really in this machine driving 50, 60, even 70 miles an hour. And it's that lack of consideration. The reason I bring that up is because we have a motorist to throw in the dungeon. Yep, I'm giving away the dungeon moment. We're going to do that coming up next time around. But before we go there, a couple of quick things. I was just talking about politics, and you know where we're at politically. We've got the president running for four more years, and we have a slew of Republicans who are starting to drop out of the race and others who are considering coming into the race, and eventually that's going to get much more narrow. Before we know it, this time next year, we'll be in Tampa, Florida, and the Republicans are going to be talking about who it is. Who is it that's going to be their guy or woman to go after Barack Obama? Mm. And I don't think, even though you have a myriad of congressmen who are calling for impeachment, and that bubbles up every couple of months, I don't think that happens. In fact, I'm 100% sure that it will not happen. I would be stunned if it happened. There are people that are more than disillusioned, though. The American people are not happy with what's happening. But the key thing is there anybody strong enough to unseat an incumbent? It's hard. You have the edge no matter what when you're the guy in the job. If you have a a triangle right now of Romney, Perry, and Bachman. Would you take any of those as the candidate and the VP? I wonder if Bachman would accept being a VP, because that would help with the Tea Party. Would he settle for that secondary role after being in the front seat and getting the spotlight in a couple of these things that have happened recently, like the New Hampshire debates, if you want to call them debates, and then the straw poll in Iowa, for what it's worth, and a couple of the polls where she's been ahead in the beginning. So she's definitely drawing more than the curiosity factor. I think it's interesting. Is it who ends up? Is it the Perry Bachman? You know, is this really what will happen? Is Bachman and Perry are both backed by the Tea Party, and any future debates, you got to take the gloves off no matter what, because you're not playing on the same side in a sense when you're trying to be the person, when you are trying to be the last man standing, so to speak. I would have to think Bachman and Perry might go after each other a little bit. Although some of what Bachman says Perry is right on target, would agree with, is just right in the same zip code as she is. So maybe not. Romney's in the catbird seat. Because he can just watch the two of them probably try to go after each other. And that'll happen in these series of debates coming up. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, another year older, so.
Oh, did you just have a birthday?
Yesterday, so.
Happy birthday. Well, it's another day above ground. That's a good thing.
Hey, that's the way you got to count it, you know, so.
There you go.
Be happy your life and try to live a happy life. And anyway, I don't think Perry would want Bachman as his running mate. Neither would Mitt Romney, so I don't see her as a VP, but, you know, I think she's a little too far out to the right. So, you know, if you're going to have to win some of the, whoever runs for the Republican Party is going to have to win some of the Democrats that lean to the right to win. Like I said, count pretty much the minority votes in Obama's favor already, obvious reasons, all he needs is a third of the white vote, and, you know, he's going to get reelected. So,
do you think he gets reelected, period, that's it?
It's just the demographics, kid. I keep saying that. It's just, you know, he is one of, you know, it's the quote, the way he's one of us, you know, as a minority might say, you know. They feel like that party, they're really representing them. I just, you know, and the economy isn't any better now than it was when he took over, you know, so people are just going to go, you know, that are in that situation, you know, that have been, you know, I don't want to say they're poor, you know, because there's rich people at vote point too, you know, but they're just going to say, well, you know, he's doing just as good a job as Bush did or whatever, you know. Nobody's going to remember all the great years we had under Bush, you know. It's going to be this big mess of economy we have, and I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You might be right. Maybe he is beatable.
Well, listen, Don, I thought he was unbeatable too. And I still think he absolutely has the upper hand. It's tough, as I just said, to beat an incumbent. But I see the most disillusionment I have ever seen, and among black people that I know who are not voting for Barack Obama and voted for him the first time around. So maybe there are more people who are minorities who are voting because they're voting this time not for him. But see, the problem is, there has to be the choice that somebody's willing to say, I got to go in this direction. Even if I'm a lifelong Democrat, whatever, I just can't go here. I'm worried. I'm worried about the economy, and I think this person is better. I think their politics will ultimately come out more in my favor. That's the thing. So it comes down to all of that.
Well, one thing that, like I think I mentioned last week here, I can't remember, but Romney, you know, he jumped into a mess when he saved the Salt Lake Olympics. And, it's going to take somebody that knows how to come in and save the mess. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say he's going to do with the economy. I mean, you know, he's going to have some kind of platform, you know, that everybody's going to know about. That's exactly what he's going to do to help get the economy going again, slash get people employed. You know, you and I have talked about the effect that the Internet has had and how many millions of jobs have been lost because of it, you know. Postal Service, you know, we talked last week about how their mail is down, you know, because people can do things on the Internet for free. You know, practically every major industry in America has been affected by it, you know. And there's a lot of good things that have happened with it. I mean, it does employ quite a few people, the Internet industry, but for the most part, though, you know, lots of those jobs have been lost, and I don't know how you make them come back. You know, if somebody has an alternative to get something free versus pay for it, you know, they're going to take the free.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, it's going to be, it, you know, I mean, we might be sitting at 8, 9, 10% unemployment. When they come out with those unemployment numbers, you got to realize that just by attrition, we have to generate about $200,000 a month just to stay where we're at. And did I say dollars? I meant jobs. You know, just stay where we're at, you know, because of how many people are entering the workforce, you know. So, I don't know. It's going to take, you know, I hope there's a way out of it. I hope there's a way America can regain the confidence of the rest of the world and still think that we're this good engine that helps drive the world economy. And, you know, but I don't know. It's just a lot of, you know, so far, nothing Obama's done has really got, you know, it hasn't gotten worse, let's put it that way, but it hasn't gotten better. You know,
no, and so. Remember, he was changed you could count on, and people really, a lot of people that voted for Obama really believe that. Really, yes, he cannot change anything economically overnight. Nobody can, Republican, Democrat, whatever. But he hasn't, what has he done? What has he done, Don?
Oh, he's run off $4 trillion, and, you know, in a matter of 2.5 years, and... You know, some of that was stuff that he did, you know, the economic package that he did right when he got elected didn't do anything.
Yeah,
you know, so,
stimulus, yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's the problem. And the stimulus was a flop. The job situation, that's the key. Where are the jobs? The corporations, you can attack the corporations, but the problem is if the taxes are too high, they're going to continue to get those jobs and push them overseas. Let's face it.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Go, America. Let's elect someone who tells less lies. Let's elect someone who's more effective instead of less effective. Let's elect somebody who can squarely look us in the eye, in the camera lens, whatever, and say, you know what? I screwed up. You know what? I'm human. I can't do it. I mean, I can do the job, but here's what happened. Of course, that is the candidate really not going to get. Everybody professes to be that person, but then they get caught in the machine, which is why, really, I'm for a third party eventually here. And we've talked about that many, many, many times on the air. Some of you poo-poo that and say, come on, no way. You know, take a little of this, take a little of that. But I think even some of the Republicans who have some of the fiscal values, absolutely, that I believe in, and some of the values where I believe and have from the very beginning of when I would vote that we needed a smaller government, because do it in the states. Parcel it out. The bigger the government gets, the more red tape, the more lack of control over our lives we have. It's just inevitable. Tom Jefferson's view was right, I believe. And that's what I'm looking for. But somehow that all gets lost in the political machinery in Washington. It's what happens when somebody gets inside the office. And I've heard this from many people who have worked on both sides, Democrats and the Republicans. Don't know that it was always that way. Certainly not in our humble beginnings, because You had men that were very headstrong and disagreed a lot and argued into the wee hours, often at a pub in Philadelphia, and then transferred that down to Washington. But it was small, and you were talking about pulling new things together and rewriting things and all the glorious beginnings of what we now know as America, as what we are, our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of that, the very beginning times, and the tug of war they had over the rhetoric and disagreements and all that stuff. But now we've come so far, and we are a country of so many people, and we have let so many people into this country that things have shifted. The pendulum has shifted, which is why I think it's time for a change, but I think it's time for another alternative. I think we need to have three parties. And that, if nothing else, I think that balances everything out. And I believe it's going to happen. Certainly not right now, but I think it happens within the next decade. I really believe that. Ronnie in Utah, you have the floor here on America Tonight. Hello.
Hi there. How are you doing? Well, let me tell you a little something. First off, and I'm not trying to be negative or nothing, but I mean, if you got to go to Minnesota and listen to that idiot, that's not no president. That guy's an idiot. Now, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but you know what? He rattles on about, we had a budget that would give us $4 trillion worth of spending cuts and a balanced approach to tax revenues and letting these million and billionaires pay their fair share over 10 years, and the Republicans turned it down. And, you know, and he told that crowd out there, he said, folks, it's only common sense. Common sense, my foot. He didn't even have a budget, let alone Harry Reid and the Senate-controlled Democrats. They ain't had one for over 800 days. And this guy says, I could create jobs. I got a bill for Congress right now that will do the highways, bridges, and roads, put these construction workers back to work. And we have money. The bill before Congress, we would have money put into what we call a construction bank. Because that's only common sense. Well, what do they do with all our money that we pay for the fuel tax that's supposed to go to the highway trust fund? Oh, excuse me. They run it the same way as the Social Security trust fund. That's right.
Yep, when we need it, we take it. That's what we do.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, now I agree with you. Listen, I say it all the time. I think it's an ineffective administration. Absolutely. And mathematically, they're a little fuzzy. There's no question. And you're dead on right, and we've said it before. There was no budget, and you would think, especially, you brought up Harry Reid, when you've got the Senate, why was there no budget? Why was there no budget?
Yeah, but then this one guy stands up there, and he says, well, Mr. President, you know, I'm sure glad you brought this broadband thing to our area, because, you know, if it wasn't for the Job Recovery Act, you know, I wouldn't be able to hire the few more employees I did. I mean, you know, give me a break. 30 years ago, they went and submitted a plan to a bank. This is what my plan is. This is what I'm going to do. And this is why I would like you to lend the money to me.
Right.
I mean, it's like, well, the Job Recovery Act gave us, and then he goes, it'd be a common sense approach. You know, look at all the things and the trillions of dollars we're invested in biofuels. You know how far away biofuels are? We don't even have what they call the system to go around to even fill the tanks up.
No, and they're not designed that way. There's not enough ethanol, of course. You would have to have the plants if you're talking about that, or other biofuels. That no, you're right, absolutely. And let's face it, this discussion about fuel has been going on for a long time, for decades, and we have not moved forward in that progress. Look at Brazil. They are kicking our butts in that department. And, yes, I know they have sugar cane. It doesn't matter. Brazil is better than the United States at developing biofuels.
I know, but one last quick point. Okay. You go out there to Minnesota and you're going to listen to that guy. I mean, do you really got to sit there? I mean, those people, if they actually believe that, man, I'll tell you what, we got some stupid people in this country. I mean, stupid. I mean, I don't think they got any brains. I think you could take a hog in a pig pen and be just as good as that.
All right, Ronnie, he has spoken. He got on his soapbox. He doesn't like Obama, and he doesn't believe that anybody, he can't understand how anybody could believe what he's selling when he's on the road in the Midwest. What do you think? 800-259-5791. A lot of you have taken the time to send us some mail, so quickly we're going to veer off and head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Terry Rumor who says, nice, just skip over Ron Paul. I voted for Bush twice. And I've come full circle. I will vote for Ron Paul. Terry, if you listen to America Tonight, you know I actually like a lot of what Ron Paul has to say, especially when it comes to financial matters. He was dead on about what's going on with the Federal Reserve. They're just printing monopoly money. That's part of the problem. And of course, Ben Bernanke, I have no use for him and the job that he's been doing, or the Secretary of the Treasury, and our monetary system in general is a mess, and he knew that a long time ago and said it, and people thought he was a little bit off. And sure enough, some people started to listen to Ron Paul. The problem is not enough people because of some – and also the foreign aid. He's dead on right about that when he says take away some of the aid that we're pumping out there because we are drowning in debt. So if we can't take care of our own, why are we expected to take care of others – at the detriment of our own people. He's 100% right on that, too. But there are some other things that Ron Paul has espoused over the years that a lot of people will just cannot stomach, and they put him in the category where, you know, that congressman from Texas, he's a little off on his – I like some of what he has to say. He's a true libertarian. I love that, and he's defending, you know, liberty and – our freedoms, but he's just a little too far off the map for us. And so, therefore, you have to get the majority, and certainly when you look at the numbers, that's what happens. The numbers just are not there in the end. A lot of fans, but not there in the end. Here's one from Rebecca Chanel. That's an interesting last name. Coco Chanel, anybody? Okay, so she says, America Tonight, I have to say, I don't like any of the candidates. All these people who call your show and they blather on about Michelle Bachmann, they either hate her or they love her, or they like Mitt Romney or any of the other choices out there. I am a true blue blood Republican, but I don't like any of them. And I don't think any of them will have the right stuff to beat Barack Obama. And that's the God's honest truth. Any Republican out there knows that we are scared to death because there isn't anyone that can beat the president. All right, there you go. Politics, politics, politics. 800-259-5791. We'll take some more calls. Plus, we have a dungeon moment coming up around the bend.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Thermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
A few minutes, but you do not want to get out of your seat because I have a dungeon moment. We've only had these every once in a while. This one, I just had to go here with this. I don't understand how somebody could be driving a car 70 miles an hour, texting on one phone and talking on another. Thank goodness it wasn't some dimwit in the United States. It happened in the United Kingdom, in England. And I know there's people listening to us in England. Big shout out to you, Dave and Squeaker. They email all the time. Don't beat up the messenger. You know it's true. I was reading The Guardian earlier today and happened to see this. So the good news is that, of course, he was caught. He was using his knees to steer the car. When he went to court, he said that's, you know, he was trying to say that wasn't true. But they had him. I mean, they definitely had him. And, in fact, supposedly, when he was pulled over, they had to wait. The officers who pulled him over had to wait for him to finish his conversation. And, you know, they had this on tape. He was holding one phone. He was texting in another, so the dummy didn't drop his phones when he got pulled over. So here's the thing. David Secker was found guilty of using a mobile phone while driving, having no insurance naturally, and not being in a position to have proper control. Cell phone usage while driving in the car is banned in England. So he gets a 12-month driving ban. He cannot drive. That's it. So we'll have plenty of time to talk on the phones because he'll be using public transportation. But I think we need to shove David Secker in the slammer here in the United States. It's not going to be about being banned for driving. He needs to do a little time. So, Matt Johnson, let's put him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I asked earlier, what's the worst thing that you've ever seen in a car? And if I saw that, I would have to say that would be the worst thing. You see somebody on two phones. And I guess he must have been so good at texting, because how is he doing that anyway? He's doing it blind. He's memorized where all the keys are. That's crazy. Rick in Illinois, what do you think about that? No hands, just driving with the knees, working two phones.
I say he should be head chopped off.
Yeah, they used to do that in England.
Yeah. Well, put him on the public square in a stockade for a year.
That's right.
Apples and rotten fruit at him, whatever.
I love it. Give me that trashy lettuce.
Banned. Get him off the highway for a year. Maybe he'll think twice about doing it.
Yeah, they did that, so that was good.
People get killed here in the United States. You know, these kids doing that stuff. So they should be banned, too, if they get caught texting.
Yeah, I agree.
Year.
Yep.
Double their insurance on them and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I heard earlier that one guy is calling, I don't know who he's calling, stupid. Is he making fun of the Republican circus there in Iowa?
No. He was making fun of Obama on his bus tour in Minnesota.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the straw poll voters, pick Michelle Bachmann. He's a leader.
No way does she get... She's not going to get the Republican nod. I think she could be offered the vice presidency.
Oh, she ain't going to settle for that.
You say that now, but I don't know. Get schmoozed up in a Four Seasons hotel somewhere, start talking. And look, you take this, and who knows what happens after a couple of years. Then it could be your turn. I don't know that I would rule that out.
No, she's too crazy of a woman to settle for second place.
She's too crazy to settle for second.
Well, that Newsweek had a picture on the paper, on the front page, said Queen of Rage or something.
Yeah.
Queen of Rage. No, she's going to settle for second place. She wants to be the top dog. And when Rick Perry comes in there and starts taking away her thunder, I see a big fight coming on.
All right.
You got Blabbermouth Palin. She'll be trying to get in there, too. So it'd be a big circus, big free-for-all.
Well, see, the Democrats want that. If there is a circus, that doesn't hurt the Democrats at all.
Yeah. And Obama, he'll have Joe Biden retire. And he'll pick that woman, the senator in Arizona. What's her name? Gifford. He's running mate.
If he did that, then game over. There's no question. Yeah. Game over.
Yeah, and she can be president for the next 8 years after that. So.
8 years.
Well, sure, who's going to vote against her? Who's going to attack her?
She is the perfect husband for that, the ex-astronaut.
Yeah, and nobody can actually attack her, you know. You know, they'll just have people turn against you if you try to attack her, so...
Well, the funny thing about Giffords is actually she has a lot of Republican friends, and some of her, she's pro-gun. So she, not everything about her, she's not a flaming liberal by any sense.
No,
she's not, no.
She's sensible. She's not plenty of sense.
She's, you're right. She's much more moderate. Absolutely.
So I think that if I get hold of Obama and bust her, I'll slip a note to him. Make a suggestion.
And that's like, here's what I think you need to do. Get rid of Biden because he's too much of a liability. He doesn't do anything that helps you. He's got a wife that helps you a little bit on the education front, but he's not helping you. So make a switch.
Make up something like physical health or something he has to retire from, or something.
Right.
And then have her take over. And then I don't think anybody's going to beat them then, because you can't you know, attack her at all. So and she have all the women voting for
she's the dream team partner.
Yep.
So. Yeah. All right, Rick with the big suggestion that he wants to pass on to the Democrats. Thanks, Rick, saying get Gabby Giffords in and just nail this sucker down, but then you got to ditch Biden. And I don't think he wants to ditch Biden. He likes Biden. Sam in Montreal.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you? You sound good.
Oh, I'm lovely.
Good.
You were talking about that guy from Britain. One time, this is when I first started going out with Julie. We're walking across the street, and there's a guy talking on his cell phone, and we're like, hello? You know, it was just, he was coming to a stop sign, hello, and he's talking. And then I walked over, and we wanted to give him you-know-what. Mm. And he goes, come on, babe, you know, my wife doesn't have to know. And so then Julie grabs the phone and said, okay, hey, gorgeous, he'll blank you 5 minutes later. And she goes, and then the guy says, how dare you talk to her like that? He goes, so then Julie says, you want me to tell your wife? And then he goes, yeah. Okay, so dude, that's what I called him. He said, excuse me? The guy was driving a Mercedes, so he, I guess I should bow down and kiss his feet. Right. So then I said, hey, dude, watch the road. Okay, thank you very much. You all have a good day. And we just kept on walking. In fact, some provinces here in Canada, it is illegal to talk on a cell phone while driving. And yet I still see people doing it. You know, and it's like, I guess they have this attitude, oh, it won't happen to me. If they have that attitude, it will happen. You know, so, you know, go figure. I mean.
Oh, yeah, it won't happen to me. And then they kill somebody or something else. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, you just can't do that. You just pull over. That's it. There's plenty of places to pull over. You can't be engrossed in a conversation anyway. Come on.
Right. Well, because that's what Julie does sometimes. You know, she says, okay, so I'm a couple of clicks for an appointment. I was, texting a client or in some cases, she's got an aunt who's not well. She was texting to see how well she's doing. But besides that, I agree. Pull over if you're a couple minutes late. At least you arrive alive.
I agree. And nobody's going to crucify you for that. Nobody at all that you want to do business with. Trust me. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It's one of my favorite things. It's from the station. Stop pacing the aisles and counting the miles. Instead, swim more rivers, climb more mountains, kiss more babies, count more stars, laugh more, cry less, go barefoot oftener. Eat. That's really oftener. Eat more ice cream, ride more merry-go-rounds, watch more sunsets. Life must be lived as we go along, because guess what? The station will come soon enough.
Duh. Winning.